You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of Defending Your Faith by R.C. Sproul. This book is read by Robertson Dean. This book is 196 pages long and is divided into 23 chapters. This recording was produced in 2006 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with Crossway Books, a publishing division of Good News Publishers. It was originally published in English as Defending Your Faith, copyright 2003, by R.C. Sproul. All rights reserved. Please visit www.hovelaudio.com and www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. Years ago, I was reading a novel, whose title and author escape my memory, in which a dialogue ensued between a priest and a scientist. The scientist remarked acidly, "You give me your faith, and I will give you my reason." This glib exchange underscores the widespread assumption in our day that reason and faith are incompatible and antithetical. Religion has been banished from the public square, except in times of national crisis, and exiled to a reservation ruled by faith. Faith is viewed as a subjective, emotive quality, leaned upon by the weak or uneducated. It is the opiate of the masses, the bromide for the unintelligent. Faith is a crutch to support the psychologically crippled, those who lack the scientific and sophisticated view of the real world. The task of this book is to set forth, in a brief and non-technical way, the basic truth claims of Christianity, and to show that at its core, Christianity is rational. That which is irrational or absurd is not worthy of either belief or personal commitment. It is the fool who embraces irrationality. To embrace the absurd is to be engaged not in faith, but in credulity. It is one thing to maintain that Christianity is rational, however, and quite another to confuse Christianity with rationalism in any of its many forms. The term rationalism comes loaded with much baggage that cannot be borne by Orthodox Christianity. But the problem with rationalism is not reason or rationality. The problem is found in its suffix, the ism. It is one thing to be human, quite another to embrace humanism. It is one thing to be feminine, quite another to embrace feminism. It is one thing to exist, quite another to embrace existentialism. Likewise, one need not be a rationalist to be rational. An apologist in the 20th century once observed that the church has become suspicious of reason because she has suffered the treason of the intellectuals. The loudest guns of criticism fired against historic Christianity have not been salvos launched from outside the church, but have been vicious attacks made from inside the church. Enemies of Christianity have recited the mantra that religion rests on blind faith and not reason for so long that many, even within the church, have actually come to believe it. This demonstrates the maxim that if you repeat a lie often enough, people will begin to believe it. My hope is that people will begin to see that both rational inquiry and empirical research serve to support the truth claims of Christianity and do not undermine it. I share the biblical conviction that it is the fool who says there is no God, Psalms 14 verse 1 and 53 verse 1. The wise of this world are thereby shown not to be so wise after all. Christianity is based on far more than naked human reason, but by no means upon less. Though divine revelation carries us beyond the limits of rational speculation, it does not sink below the bar of rational intelligibility. In this book, I restrict my concern to the two most crucial issues of apologetics, the existence of God and the authority of the Bible. These are not the most crucial questions of all. The issue of the person and work of Christ is more important ultimately than the question of the authority of the Bible. But from the standpoint of apologetics, the strategic priority of the defense of Scripture is clear. If the Bible is established as carrying the weight of divine authority, then its teaching on the person and work of Christ